Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those on the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the Bible in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So why don't you grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Leviticus 14, Psalm 17, Proverbs 28, 2 Thessalonians 2. And I'll tell you guys, let me give you a little bit of a story. Back in 2018, I spent a summer away out of the country. We were in Canada, and I was unplugged from the world, but I was really plugged in to God and really trying to listen to Him. And that was when I felt like the Lord redirected my heart with an emphasis on life with and for the poor and marginalized. I mention that because now that is the lens that I have as I engage the scripture. In today's reading of Proverbs 28, I was drawn immediately into the conversation that addressed wicked rulers, greed, oppression of the poor, and justice. So my soul was just leaning in. Now, these are not a collection of unrelated things, but they're all topics that, when discussed in progression, walk us to a clearer understanding of God's heart for His people. In verse 3, we first see God rebuking hypocritical folks who, not far from their own poverty, enact injustice on their fellow poor. Much like the Jewish tax collectors of those days, where they extorted money from their fellow countrymen. In verse 5, we see the evil and those that seek God placed on either side of a comparison. It said, "Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it completely." So what's the distinguishing feature? Their understanding of justice. It is passages like this that make it hard for me to comprehend. Those that believe if you are passionate about justice being done, then you somehow have been duped by the world or preach a different gospel. While there are plenty that scream for justice, even with a cross around their neck, that are not truly doing it as a reflection of God's heart for justice, this verse, however, illustrates the clear issue of God's people being those who are well acquainted with what justice is. It's almost like, in case we weren't sure what justice and injustice look like, we are then given the next verse, verse 6, where he says, "Better is a poor man who walks in integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways." Walking in integrity, despite your financial status, is clearly aligned with justice. Crooked in your ways is that of the path of the unrighteous and unjust. It's plain as day. Proverbs goes on to celebrate the generous and rebuke the wicked, especially the wicked leaders. The writer calls them roaring lions, which is a striking phrase, isn't it? As it brings up that remembrance of the passage that Peter shares describing the devil as a roaring lion looking for whom he can devour. Now, continuing the discourse on justice, Proverbs 28:16 said, "A ruler who lacks understanding is a cruel oppressor, but he who hates unjust gain will prolong his days." So, once again, the understanding are those who are on the side of justice. They are the ones who hate unjust gain. So that means they despise injustice. Continuing on with the conversation on greed, now we see admonitions toward hard work and wisdom in your pursuits in verse 19. Those that want the get-rich-quick scheme failing, while the faithful are abounding and finding success. And it says, "And whoever gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes will get many a curse." You know, it's like often when we engage with those who are poor and we're walking down the street, you might be tempted to look the other way so you don't make eye contact, right? Knowing that if you look, then you're going to feel a certain way about continuing to walk. But it says here, whoever gives to the poor will not want, but he who hides his eyes will get many a curse. There's a lot of people hurting, you guys. There's a lot of people suffering. And I wonder if today God's asking, will you give or will you hide? Now, it's easy to hear this episode and be like, here we go. Armand's talking about the poor again. Well, you'd be right. But the statement about my lens, while that's still true, you know what else is true? God's word. And the truth is, God mentions caring for the poor way more than I ever have. Maybe we decide to take today another faithful step towards justice and caring for the less fortunate. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ways that you've blessed us. And we thank you that no matter where we are, no matter our stage in life and our financial status, that you oversee it all. That there is nothing that we hold in our hands that did not come through your filter, Lord God. So it's all yours and we are just stewards. And I pray that you would help us to do with what you've given us all that you command, all that you desire, that we would chase after your heart with our lives and not live lives according to our own selfish, crooked ways. Help us to be generous. Help us to be those who don't hide our eyes, but enter in eyes wide open, looking for those that we can bless in the name of Jesus. And it's in that same name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is episode 100. You hear that? Episode 100. We are moving right along. This is a monumental occasion. So I hope you share this episode with somebody and just bless their life and bless the poor in their lives as well as they read upon or listen upon this. And you'll be blessing the poor in their lives as well as they listen on this episode. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you rate. I already said you share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.